That's Roe Contra with Anna DeBlantis right here at 720 WGN. All right. A.B. Stoddard joins us. You know her, you love her from Real Clear Politics. And whenever you turn on your television, she's sitting on a panel looking like when some topics come up, everybody on the panel looks like there's a truck swerving at them. And this week is one of those where you're like, wait, what just happened? Paul Manafort is going to trial tomorrow. Is that correct, A.B. Stoddard?
It is. Tomorrow is the big day.
Yes. Is there going to be stuff? I have a theory. I'm going to just run this past you, and then I will sit down and wait for my gasp. There seems to be Rudy Giuliani is out today. They're seeding the field for something here. They're preparing us. They're trying to pre-frame us, we the American people, about.
I think you're right
about something that's coming. That the narrative today is about the fact that even if there was collusion, there's nothing wrong with collusion. There's no such thing as collusion. There's collusion, but it's not a crime. So I even know what that means. And that these terrible people in Washington, who are these investigators who are investigating him? And Donald Trump's tweet today, right, about Robert Mueller, when is he going to talk about, you know, his nasty business dealings with Donald Trump? This is Donald Trump saying it, using himself in the third person. Now, we don't know what those are, but they're trying to say that Mueller is not to be believed. And, you know, this is an illegitimate investigation and possibly illegal investigation. And the press is awful and they're the enemy of the people. So don't believe what you're hearing here. What are they doing?
It's been an extraordinary couple of hours. The president started some wild, desperate tweet storm about this yesterday, calling the probe illegal. This sort of allegation about their business dealings reportedly relates back to Mueller trying to quit his membership at this Virginia golf club of Trump's. That Trump is very upset about it. When Allison Camerota of CNN tried to put Rudy on the spot about that today and say, what are these problems, Rudy wouldn't say. And then she says, well, if you're going to make these accusations, why shouldn't the president, you know, tell us what that is? And he said, no, it's up to Mueller. He's the one who has the conflict. So basically, someone makes up a story about you and it's just on you. So that's the way that goes. But calling the probe illegal, today Rudy was saying things like, it's horrible, it's just horrible what Mueller is doing, he said. He basically made the case that the president can barely govern anymore because untrue things are coming out of the Mueller campaign. That's not true. They're not leaking. They're not going on TV. They're not holding press conferences. They're not tweeting wildly. There was a revelation that Michael Cohen wants to tell something to Bob Mueller, but that has nothing to do with the credibility of the Mueller investigation. So Rudy was all over the place this morning and then lapping it up later about strategy sessions before the Trump Tower meeting. He didn't say that Trump didn't know about it. He just said he didn't attend it. Then he said collusion isn't a crime because he's setting up, which we started hearing from the pro-Trump media last week. We started the collusion is no problem echo. And that's been building over the weekend. So now it's collusion is not a crime. He said something like the hacking is the crime. And then he said, but the president didn't pay for the hack. So it was really sounding as if he's throwing out some preparatory sort of explosion so that when more comes, it's not as shocking. It just seemed really bizarre, the things he was saying.
I'm throwing this at you. Prepare to receive.
Uh-oh.
Brace yourself.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm trying.
Why are Donald Trump Jr.'s lawyers today saying they're standing by Donald Trump Jr.'s testimony to the special counsel?
Right. Well, I don't know what he's told the special counsel. There's a potential that he lied to Congress, Donald Jr., about this meeting, saying his father didn't know about it. And then Chuck Grassley today said that the chairman of the Judiciary Committee on the Senate side said We know if he lied to Congress, that's out of our hands now, and that will be something for the process, the DOJ to handle. And so that's really interesting about this whole thing that Cohen started a few days ago. It really does. It makes Don Jr., if he lied to Congress, you know, really legally exposed here. So that's where this is a big deal. It's not that Michael Cohen is so credible, but if this is true and he has, you know, means of backing it up and he can prove that Don Jr. lied to Congress, that becomes a problem. I wonder what Don Jr. has told Mueller behind closed doors. I would assume it's the same thing he told Congress, but I don't find any of these people very credible.
Yeah. No.
Well, you saw Congressman Cohen on with Will Blitzer today. I was watching, and he said, you know, this information that he believes Donald Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner will both be indicted by Mueller. And then Wolf Blitzer was like caught off guard by it and said, well, those are stunning allegations. What do you have to base this on? And I guess everyone in the audience who was watching at this moment would have been stunned and thought, does he have some sort of basis for it? Is this some kind of political ploy?
Is it Lanny Davis who said this?
It was Representative Steve Cohen out of
Congressman Cohen.
Tennessee.
Oh.
Yeah.
And just kind of launch that grenade and let it hang out there, and then who knows?
Right. Well, that's not entirely responsible, but
no.
But it is always. I mean, look, everyone has been, you know, making up their minds about what could be the worst case scenario, and because of the Trump Tower meeting and the fact that the president, and this was reported a year ago. And then, of course, backed up and cleaned up by Rudy Giuliani, like it's not a problem when you lie to the New York Times or whatever he said, that the president, you know, helped write a false statement about Don Jr.'s meeting when he was flying back in June of 2017 about the June of 2016 meeting. And we know that Manafort and Jared were at that meeting with Don Jr. And so if no one is, collusion is not a crime. But we're not talking about collusion, we're talking about conspiracy against the United States. So if there's real meat behind this, and there was stuff with Cambridge Analytica and stuff with, you know, using stolen analytics, I don't know how far this goes and how vulnerable legally Jared Kushner and Don Jr. are.
The charge would be conspiracy to defraud the United States. That's a different. That's
right.
It's not. So collusion is a term of art. It's not. It's a term of practice, not a term of art. And so that is important for people to remember that this isn't. So we get to have, there's no collusion. That what the language is going to change here as these charges, if they are to come, that's, you're never going to hear a charge of collusion.
Right,
and
exactly.
That's, and when people start to go, oh, conspiracy to defraud the United States. Oh, wait a second, what does that mean? Right, and so that's going to be the next piece of this puzzle if it were to come. I mean, we're assuming it does, or Mueller just closes up shop and goes, all right, we're going home. Nothing to see here. I don't see that happening.
We can expect, and people who watch this closely believe, and they, I don't think they've really said it on the record so much, you know, legal experts, but that the next indictments are Americans. They're no longer Russians. That we've shut that part down, and they're going to move on to people who might have done something wrong with regard to this, whether within the campaign or around the campaign, and potentially within the family. And that is where the problem is. And then, of course, Michael Cohen makes the president extremely nervous in a whole other area, because he and Alan Weisselberg, who is in charge of all the financing at the Trump Organization, far more than Michael Cohen, he has been reported by the Wall Street Journal to have been subpoenaed by the grand jury, and that goes into all of his business dealings.
And that's a grand jury, which, by the way, that's the problem with this. It's very important. These are important. I know this sounds like a lot of noise to people, but I'm going to stop on this because this is critical. Because when Weisselberg goes up before the grand jury, they're going to ask him specifically about the structuring of deals.
Yes.
With that the Trump Organization did. And were they structured to avoid tax complications? Were they structured to favor people overseas that may then get wrapped back in, Russians at all, or people in the Middle East that may get wrapped back into foreign policy decisions that have been made. When that happens, in front of a grand jury, Alan Weisselberg is going to be required to say something. My guess is he's going to say that he will plead the Fifth Amendment. He's going to take five, as they like to say in Washington, because he can't, I don't think he's going to want to talk about those things now. And he doesn't want to jam himself up in front of a grand jury. And will he have the ability to plead the Fifth? That's a whole other issue. So it's a pretty, I mean, these are, we're going to live in these really, 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 really interesting times here in the next couple of weeks that are really going to knock some people's socks off. That is my guess. Because we get, because it's, I think all this is going to happen before September 1st.
See, that's the big question about what Giuliani was saying today. And I was doing, I was sitting in for Michael Smirkanish today, and we had Chris Cuomo on, and I, you know, sort of tease him that he spends a lot of time with Rudy Giuliani, and he must be, like, serve as a translator for the incoherent, often contradictory ramblings of Rudy Giuliani. And I said that Rudy Giuliani tried to tell us on New Day, I know he made a lot of appearances last couple days, that the Mueller's being wrapped up by September. We don't know if Mueller's going to do the full report by September or just the obstruction of justice part. This is the thing that's so sort of difficult to get a handle on, is when the explosion takes place, either the explosion or the exoneration. But when is full stop conclusion? And and that is that's the big mystery. What's not a mystery is that the president and Rudy Giuliani have decided that he is safe and protected from impeachment, and that he'll never be indicted, that he won't be indicted, he's safe from impeachment as long as they could just trash everybody from subject to witness to prosecutor every which way but loose, and that is going to protect them from the crazy Republicans in Congress, and it'll make them so afraid they'll never impeach him, no matter what comes out in the report. And they've made that, I mean, Rudy's pretty much made that very clear, that okay, that's all that they care about.
And thank you for the Eddie Rabbit reference to 1977 and every which way but loose. All right, thank you, AB. We'll talk to you.
Thank you.
All right, bye. All right, let us, if you fill in for Smirkanish, you have to be able to say you're a lawyer. Now, as an attorney.
As an attorney.
Yeah. All right, let me, may I just stop now and find out from Ryan what's coming up at the top of the hour?
The family of Maurice Granton Jr. denies that he was armed when police shot him. We'll have more on that coming up at 6.
Aren't there pictures of the gun?
There are. They say that that's not correct.
All right. Okay, let's see here. Violetta, your traffic being brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.